Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're with Prime Time, Bharati Jagdish and Timothy Goh with you. And time for powering your property. It's no surprise that investors here like real estate investment trusts. Apart from doling out dividends on a regular basis, REITs are fairly defensive in nature and they also serve as a more accessible means of investing in real estate, don't they?
That's right. And office and retail REITs, which typically come to mind when investors think about REITs, given the workplaces and shopping haunts of many Singaporeans. So industrial REITs have been gaining attention as well this time, standing out as a resilient pick during the pandemic years 2020 and 2021.
They've been a top performer among commercial real estate investments over the past decade. As COVID-19 becomes endemic in Singapore, what's really the outlook for industrial REITs this year, though? Well, Dennis Yeo, Head of Investor Services and Logistics and Industrial, APAC Region from Cushman & Wakefield, joins us on the line now. Hi, Dennis.
Hello. Hi, Tim and Bharati.
Now, Dennis, I understand that we saw a pretty huge rise. In fact, industrial real estate investment REITs in the Asia-Pacific region recorded annualized total returns of 24.7%. This is unprecedented growth, isn't it? Especially because of the unprecedented growth in e-commerce as well in the past 3 years. What are some of the specific reasons that industrial REITs in this region have been doing so well?
Well, industrial REITs proved to be quite resilient throughout the pandemic. Unlike other asset classes, which are more impacted by lockdowns, travel restrictions, and social distancing measures, industrial logistic REITs achieved very positive returns, like you mentioned earlier, right? Throughout the, even at the peak of the pandemic, right? They are buoyed largely by unprecedented growth in e-commerce and the associated demand for warehousing and other industrial assets, right? There are also quite a few drivers for industrial REITs to perform. For one, mentioned earlier, the growth of e-commerce. You know, while the uptake of e-commerce seen during the lockdown has tapered, you know, the sector as a whole will continue to grow. And with this demand of e-commerce or online retail comes demand for warehouse and logistic assets, right? In the U.S., it's actually estimated that $1 billion of additional online retail sales requires an additional 1.25 square feet of logistic space, right? So e-commerce will also continue to grow as we go forward because population becomes digital natives, right? Mm-hmm. That is a tech-enabled generation of people, you know, that will buy online, continue to trade, and use the tech-enabled equipment and technology that we have. Because in Asia, is the growing middle class, you know, that is estimated to grow by 1.5 billion by between 2020 and 2030.
Okay, Dennis, apart from the industrial REITs, can you give us an overview of performance of retail, hospitality, and healthcare REITs?
Oh, yes, of course. Overall, industrial and logistic REITs recorded the highest total return, but that is followed by healthcare and multifamily apartments. The annualized total return of the industrial logistic REIT, as mentioned earlier, were in the 26 and 24, respectively, for one year and 3 years. But the rest are doing well as well. For example, for healthcare, it is also in the 22%. Right, in terms of the total annualized return. The retail and hotel REITs, however, suffered the most during the pandemic as they were mostly impacted by COVID restrictions, including lockdown, travel restrictions, and social distancing measures. Okay, in Singapore, healthcare and data center REIT had the highest price book ratio. This essentially means that they had higher trading prices. We are going into details of how it is calculated. We can generally say that if the ratio is greater than one, it is at a premium. If it is less than one, it is at a discount, right? In Singapore, healthcare, industrial, and data centers, we have a price to book ratio between 1.1 and 1.72. So they are all trading above one, right? Mm. So there is actually a premium to the price.
However, you also did point out in a report that the PB ratios of REITs here in Asia are generally lower than those in the US. Why is that the case?
I think here people are a little bit more realistic. You know, the managers here, you know, tends to be a realistic, you know, with the growth that we are experiencing, you know, the competition for the assets here is also high. But, you know, in the US, it's a slightly different ballgame in that there's a lot of play in the U.S. to kind of overwhelm, you know, the market in the sense. Yeah.
You know, you talked about the growth of industrial REITs, right? But what do the best ones have to do to remain in that place? I mean, clearly you think there will be growth, but it has to be sustainable for each player. How can they stay on top? What exactly do they have to do in order to perhaps continue reinventing themselves, continue evolving in order to remain in that position?
Well, I think portfolio diversification is key, okay, both sector-wise, you know, as well as geography-wise, right? Which is why you actually see the REITs trading and swapping their less performing assets to better performing ones. Also, they are spreading their assets in other geographies, including Australia and other Southeast Asia countries like Vietnam and Indonesia. But of course, for Vietnam, Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia included, they go into development play, right? Because there's really no, not enough investable asset in some of these Southeast Asia countries. So there's another play that the REIT can go into, which will sustain their performance.
But they also have to look at technology, don't they? I mean, this scene is expected to evolve quite considerably in the coming years as e-commerce grows more.
Yes, correct. Which is why the other important key to success really is asset management, you know, in that they must be sensitive to their tenants' needs, right? Further improving the productivity of the facilities, the warehouses, the factories, is also key to improving the rental revenue. Okay, there are also lots to do, you know, in meeting ESG and being environment, social and governance. These are the goals of tenants and occupiers of today's company.
We are talking to Dennis Yeo, Head of Investor Services for APEC at Cushman & Wakefield. Dennis, of course, those ESG goals are important. But what about the rising inflation? How are they impacting REITs?
Well, inflation is a challenge, yes. You know, but if you start to look at what the REITs are averaging in terms of the dividend yield, right, it's approximately at 6.5%, you know, and that is a lot higher than the 10-year government bonds, Singapore government bonds, at 2.9% as of today. Okay, so yes, inflation is important. There's some ways to go. And also, to counter inflation, there will be rent adjustment, right? Rent adjustment. And then how do you then justify rent adjustment for some of these companies and so in your tenants? It comes back to what I mentioned earlier about productivity, building productivity into your facilities, you know, including enabling it, you know, tech enabling it, you know, looking into the technology of delivery, drone delivery and all that. And how are you able to improve the productivity for your so that it justifies the increase in the rental, right? Then all these measures will counter the inflationary pressure that everyone has in today's environment.
What are some of the other near-term challenges that people ought to be looking out for in this arena, Dennis?
So the challenges is, you know, balancing your asset. I mentioned earlier, you know, how you're going to spread your risk, you know, over the geography. You know, how you're going to take in better assets, enhancing your assets, you know, and to continue to make the returns that is expected of by the unit holders, right, by the investors. So I've covered quite a bit of that in terms of improving the productivity of the assets, you know, so that you can justify charging a higher rent. It's all about the performance and productivity of the asset.
Dennis, give us your overall outlook for REITs here in Asia.
Yeah, of course, you know, there's really a lot of uncertainty in the macroeconomic climate. The supply chain disruption is not expected to be resolved in the near future. But despite these headwinds, you know, REITs in Asia tends to be backed by capital structure, sufficient financial liquidity, and supportive regulatory policies, right? We talked about, you know, why is it that, you know, REITs here are not traded at the kind of multiples that we see in say, the U.S. You know, that's because, you know, we still have some potential to go. Here, the measures are pretty realistic, you know, so yeah, I'm quite bullish on that, right? So for logistics, warehouse and industrial assets, you know, the attention from Asian capital markets and relevant capital allocation has actually reached an unprecedented level, right? So now we are looking at these assets, you know, having the interest from European funds, from the US funds, and so we can still see that there's a lot of allocation in terms of capital to this region for these right? So the drivers, as discussed earlier, remain strong. You know, data centers will continue to be on a growth trajectory. Mm-hmm. Hospitality, co-living and retail assets are slowly but surely recovering as we emerge from the COVID pandemic or restricted travel and lockdown. You know, other real estate asset sectors such as medical facilities, student dorms and other property types that are central to daily living and well-being needs have also attracted a lot of attention, right? So actually, overall, we should be very confident in the strength and the growth of Asia REIT.
All right. Thanks very much for that, Dennis. Dennis Yeo, Head of Investor Services and Logistics and Industrial APAC Region from Cushman & Wakefield. Thanks for joining us today. You stay safe and take care, Dennis.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.